Hello there, my dear friend. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2 of my Lifestyle Bites series. Please check out this channel for all the episodes from season 1 of the series and also episode 1 of this season 2. You'll be glad you did. In this episode, I'd like to talk to you about the value of seeking counsel. Culturally, Africans are taught to be macho, not to show emotions, that weeping is for weaklings. We are told to get up and man up when there are problems weighing us down. My dear friends, this is a sad way to face life. You are encouraged not to show weakness, yet you labor under the burden of a myriad of problems. Everybody has one vulnerability or the other. Only the Almighty is self-sufficient. So, let me assure you today, my dear listener, it is okay not to be okay. Put in another way, it is absolutely all right for you not to feel all right. I assure you that it is a cool thing to seek counsel, because in the multitude of counsel, there is always safety. Life is hard as it is for you to want to navigate it on your own. It is anti-truth that a man should always project strength when all he has are weaknesses and questions that need answers. I want to encourage you, therefore, to reach out for help. Get burden sharers, get accountability partners, get people who will hold your hand through that process of pain, through that struggle you have. There is this African proverb that says a heavy load is best conquered by many hands. Now, I concede that some have had their fingers burnt by reaching out for help. But that should be expected. Like a wise man once said, the fact that there is a fake product suggests that there is an original equivalent of that product. I need you to trust me, honestly, that there are genuine men and women out there, equipped with the resources and knowledge, with proven track records, that will help you through whatever situation it is you are facing. The travesty is not to seek them out and not to benefit from the wisdom of their counsel. So, do not bottle up your need for help based on what society says. Oftentimes, society settles on a particular precept, given whatever goes on per time, and that changes from time to time. So, reach out for help. Why do I encourage you to reach out for help? Because not doing so means you bottling up whatever it is you are struggling with. This leads to pent-up frustration, which you often let itself out by projecting on other people. And you know what projection does? It leads to a myriad of avoidable problems. I repeat with all sense of honesty, I, Adewale Adeniji, encourage you to seek help today. I state categorically that it is okay not to be okay. Do not let anybody tell you otherwise. So, my dear friends, if you need my help with this Lifestyle Bite or any Lifestyle Bite in this series or in the first season, Contact me at my website. The address will roll on the screen or will be in the description box of this podcast, or at any of my social media handles, also on the screen and in the description box of this podcast. And I can assure you that quality help will come your way. So, keep winning the battle of life. And remember, we love you always. Have a nice day.